Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here in Foley Square, covering the Southern District of New York Courthouse. Today begins the penalty phase in U.S. versus Saifullah Saipov, the man who killed eight driving down the bike path of the West Side Highway. We're going to be covering this all the way to the end, and I do mean the end. We've also uploaded a song. You can check it out. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we're having a hearing, actually, on an Inner City Press's bid to unseal Gilbert Armenta's sentencing submission. He was a cooperator at one time against OneCoin, and then he broke his deal. Now he wants still everything or a lot. After our bid to unseal and the scheduling of the hearing, his lawyers at Hughes Hubbard have unredacted some, by far not enough. So we'll find out tomorrow at 10 where things stand. He's facing sentencing. Sam Bankman-Fried, FTX fraudster, his conditions, restrictions, he should be actually probably remanded and detained like Avi Eisenberg, but he's out for whatever reason, but he remains under restriction. He can't use WhatsApp or Signal, and there's some people he can't contact until February 21st, but government's trying to let him do both in their own way. Eddie Alexandre, the head of Amini FX, he pled guilty on Friday. Some of his followers and supporters and investors can't believe it. They don't believe it, but the plea agreement is what it is, 10 years. Of course, he can get less than that from the judge, and we'll see. We'll see what happens with him. At the United Nations, a corrupt sinkhole. Today, ironically, there's a debate on children and armed conflict. This is a topic, the UN came up with this phrase, and it sounds great. Who isn't against child soldiers? There's only one problem. It's a political football. Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General, had saw fit to have the press banned for asking about his connections to the China Energy Fund Committee. He took Saudi Arabia off the list. See, they were put on the list because their bombing of Yemen killed multiple children. But of course, after he received a $700 million check, a photo of which exists, and we've tweeted a number of times, suddenly, mysteriously, Saudi Arabia came off the list. Outrageous. Also today, the UN is celebrating Violent Extremism Day. Don't ask. But we've asked them repeatedly about the Saipov case and seeking of the death penalty by the U.S. No answer at all. Because why? The UN is corrupt.